two Sundays ago, we all woke up to watch La Mesa on fire and stories of more riots and protests planned and who knows who's behind what and everyone yelling at each other. And we were lost and we were saddened and we were furious and scared and all the emotions that come with what's going on in the world. And then we were blessed with a video from Genesee County, Michigan, of Sheriff Chris Swanson throwing down his mask, throwing down his baton, and walking with protesters. And it was an amazing thing to see. And it really helped a lot of people heal. And joining us right now is Sheriff Chris Swanson, Genesee County, Michigan. How are you, sir?
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Can you tell us what that moment was like when you set down your riot gear and joined the march?
Well, I can tell you it was a buildup all week, and I think the whole nation experienced it. On Friday before, you saw what happened in Oregon. They torched the sheriff's office, and CNN was on fire, and precincts vandalized. And so we had already had this protest scheduled at 5 o'clock. So we were planning like everybody else, the same gear, the same response, and as the chief law enforcement officer of the county, you know, we have different police agencies that are there helping and incident command. And as the night grew, so did the crowds. And about dusk time, as they were going back and forth, I could feel the temperature change from hostility when they turned towards one of our local police departments. And then that's when everything just got amped. Quickly, they marched up to the front entrance of the driveway. They're calling out, fortify the line, all cars. I mean, the same thing that you would expect when you are about to go into a real battle. As I was walking up, I got to admit, you know, I literally just thought, because we just got past the COVID cases, and our county is the fourth highest county in the state of Michigan for deaths in COVID. I mean, we run a jail that has inmates, and I'm keeping COVID out of the jail. So we were the heroes a week ago, frontline heroes. And now we're the biggest villains because of 8 minutes, 46 seconds. And I was contemplating all that, like many cops are, like, how did we get here? And there was so much anxiety in my 27 years. It was there. To my right, I have the undersheriff on the line. I've got three people from our containment TAC team there. We have less than lethal weapons out. The same thing you would see. We were seconds away from being a statistic. But then I saw something different. I looked down the line, and they're just screaming and yelling. And I saw, I don't know who instigated, a little fist pump. And I saw an attempt of a hug, and I said, that's it. I took my helmet off. There was one person in the crowd I recognized, and it was Jeff Hawkins. He's a local pastor. He lost two sons two different times to homicide as victims. He's a street guy, and he's my friend, and he does a diversity training. I called him up. I said, where are you? He goes, I'm trying to get through the crowd. I said, stay there. I'm coming to you. And I walked into the crowd, and I got to tell you, I had 10,000 times more anxiety and fear when I was behind the line with battle armor than when I walked in the crowd. Not to be a macho or superhero. I just felt at peace. I just felt like that was the right thing to do. I gave one of the lead organizers a big hug, and I said, bro, listen, that guy's not who we are. These people are here with you. These cops love you. What do you need from me? And that's when he says, tell the people. And the rest is history.
Wow.
You know, I'm glad that you made that statement that we're not him, because right now there's this backlash going on, and it's all over social media. And as someone who has many, many friends in law enforcement and former family member in law enforcement, how do we help people stop hating all cops?
Wow. First of all, I think the burden falls on the police. I've always said that because we have a great duty, and police work is a noble profession. It's the greatest job on the planet, not for the fame and fortune, but because we are 911. So we cannot give up on our people. I'm asking the same thing for the people is, you can't give up on your police. We are in a very scary season right now, but police around the nation are paying the price for 8 minutes, 46 seconds that erased years and years of inroads. And we can't just give up. You can't. You can't defund law enforcement. You can't defund law and order. You have to have a people's guardian out there 24/7. Now, does that model change? Absolutely. That's why I've said all over the world that George Floyd changed American policing forever, because we have to do business different. But do not lose faith. Stay the course. We are good people. Cops are great public guardians. Every profession has people like you saw in Minneapolis, but that's not who we are.
Sheriff Chris Swanson from Genesee County, Michigan, he is the sheriff that laid his riot gear down and marched with protesters and really was one of the best videos we've ever seen. We were inspired by you. We met that morning, Sheriff, and we said, how are we going to do a show tomorrow? What is our game plan? And we decided as a show to listen, and we need to listen better. You know, we are three Caucasian human beings on a country station in Southern California, and we're like, we don't know what to say. We feel guilt. Yeah. We feel anger. And you helped us get that show planned. And what the overlying theme from your video was listen. We need to listen to what people are saying. And that was basically what you were doing as well. Tell me what you want me to do. And you did listen. I imagine you have been continuing to listen, and we're wondering what you've learned and how you can help us be better.
Okay, great question. Because even though you're white folks in a country music station in Southern California, you feel the same, even though it's different, but you feel the same way I do about human dignity, respect, peace, unity. There's not anybody who can't fall into that crowd. What we need to do when we listen is listen to people that don't look like us, think like us, or believe like us. And it's going to have to take proactive actions. That said, we need to get out of our comfort zones. And what I've done since that day, now I am really comfortable in urban environments. I grew up in high school with a mixed environment. I grew up in a mixed neighborhood. In the jail, we have 50% African-American, 50% white. So it's very comfortable to me. But in the last week, I have learned more about Black Lives Matter locally than I ever thought I knew because of what I heard from other sources. I deal with the Black Lives Matter president, DeJuan Robinson, who's a Christian at Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church. Like, I would never cross paths with this guy. We've had lunch together. We have shared times together. Now I'm listening to him, and guess what? He's listening to a white police executive. It doesn't matter, but the conversations have to take place. To be unclear is to be unkind, and we know this in any relationship. If you don't talk through things, that relationship is doomed to fail. So I would tell your listeners, and I'd tell your families, exactly what you just said. Listen, don't try to tell people what they should say to you. No matter if you agreed or not, just listen to what they say. Don't try to come up with response and defense. And when you do that, you can turn the tide and make history.
I really like your statement there. To be unclear is to be unkind. We've probably all done it ourselves where we shared something where we didn't know the story behind it, or we come at something defensively because we think we know. And the best thing that can come out of listening and researching on your own, which is such a key for so many things, you know, you have to do the research yourself. And I worry because I'm trying to think of the right word to say this era, I guess, of just it's all this or it's all that, or it's, you know, everything's this or everything's that is hurting us so much when we need to be open and hearing and listening. You know, I was fortunate enough to go on a ride along with one of my very good friends who's a police officer here locally in Chula Vista. And it ended up being a hot stop where they had to stop someone they thought had stolen a gun, broken into a house and stolen a gun. And witnessing my friend be my friend and then become the amazing, calm, controlled, wonderful police officer was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. At the end of that stop, because it turned out it wasn't the person they were looking for, the person they pulled over shook all the officers' hands. That's how it's supposed to be. And it was just, it's a moment I'll never forget.
See, now you take your friend. They're a good cop. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. But you saw it firsthand. So when you talk about research, go to the people themselves. Go to somebody who is Muslim, go to somebody transgender, go to somebody black, go to somebody white, go to a police officer and say, let me in your world. I want to see it by myself. And you saw it firsthand. Great example.
Sheriff Chris Swanson has been our guest. Genesee County, Michigan is a better place because you are doing what you're doing. And I imagine that you are, well, you are leading by example. And thank you for your time, sir. Thank you. And we're not exaggerating about this. We're not trying to be overdramatic. You really helped us get our minds where it needed to be to do the show that we are proud of doing in this really messed up time. And you really got us on the path of, okay, what we need to do. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for that.
Hey, thanks, brother. Great days ahead. I'm telling you, we're going to be better for it. better for it. So stay the course, be positive.
Thank you again for your time and chatting with us. And I hope someday we get the opportunity to meet you in person.
Keep me on your short list. I'm only a phone call away.
Wow. Love it. Thank you, sir. Stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye.